faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, my biggest fear right now is that to save themselves, Iran will take the Trump deal and then simply ignore it as China rearms them. Because, folks, this is incredible. It turns out that China, literally as they're sitting at the table with Trump during the summit, saying, yeah, no, wait, promise, we won't arm him anymore. No, we don't want a nuclear-armed Iran. Forget that $400 billion that we pumped into a nuclear-armed Iran. We change our minds. No, we're cool. We'll never arm them again. In fact, we'll work together with you for the end of the conflict. Yeah, that point in the meeting, when they're sitting around the table, they were literally arming Iran at that point. You probably heard the story. You might have caught it around the edges of Iran stealing, essentially, boarding a ship and stealing it just outside the Strait of Hormuz in UAE waters. Yeah, it turns out that wasn't just any ship. It was a floating armory flagged to Honduras. That's what got reported. But what ship was it? A Chinese ship. The pundits on our side either didn't notice because it was completely downplayed by the Trump administration, or they blacked it out. But Ryan with Max Afterburner, who's done, I think, some of the absolutely best coverage of this Iran war, wasn't going to cover for Iran or China.
And they did it, here's the interesting part, during the Trump-Z summit, while the American president and the Chinese president were sitting across the table in Beijing, agreeing that the Strait of Hormuz must remain open and Iran can never have a nuclear weapon. Meanwhile, looks like China's like, yeah, we can't give them weapons outright, but let's put a floating armory packed with weapons. Who knows what was on that thing? And let's just have it be stolen. Oh, whoopsie, yeah, we didn't give them weapons, but the IRGC was caught boarding that ship 38 miles off the coast of UAE, United Arab Emirates. That's way over across the Persian Gulf from Iran itself. This doesn't seem like a coincidence. To me, it seems like this war has now stepped up in how Iran might be getting their weapons.
Yeah, they made a mockery of us, is what they did. Folks, and you put that together with, again, the outrage that China was doing the satellite targeting for the bombing of our bases that resulted in 7 dead troops just months ago. And what, we're supposed to believe this? Folks, Trump said this, but I cannot believe that he actually believes it.
Before he left China, the president told Sean Hannity that she did offer assistance in ending the conflict, saying China agrees that Iran can never possess a nuclear weapon. And the president says he got a commitment that China would not give Iran what he called military equipment.
When you say support, they're not fighting a war with us or anything.
No.
He said he's not going to give military equipment. That's a big statement. He said that today. That's a big statement. He said that strongly. But at the same time, he said, you know, they buy a lot of their oil there and they'd like to keep doing that.
Trump's either delusional or the main goal of going to China was to get them to publicly agree that they wouldn't arm Iran so that when we catch them, since we do pretty much every week now, we can show the world who they really are. And that's why I'm terrified they'll actually take the Trump deal, because China will immediately begin rearming them. You saw October 7th, right? Because payback from a rearmed Iran will be total hell. Again, Chiran is a country that launched a long-range missile they told us they did not have at our joint base with the UK in Diego Garcia, a base that was occupied by U.S. military personnel at the time. Folks, that was just weeks ago. And here's the problem. When Chairman Xi welcomes Trump and sits down across from members of the Trump administration, he doesn't see America sitting across from him. He sees his enemy, the Republican Party. Folks, Iran has sent not one, not two, but 3 assassination teams to kill Trump and his cabinet. During that time period, most of which Joe Biden was in office, they never tried to kill the Democrats. There is no way in God's green earth that China, who calls the shots in Iran, did not know those assassination squads were headed Trump's way on American soil. There is no way Iran sends them without Chinese permission. Not when China has invested $400 billion in a nuclear Iran. I mean, folks, again, I'll never forget this. UK Guardian reporting, as we flew in to bomb Isfahan in that 45 minutes before we hit them, Chinese scientists and support personnel, we saw it on the satellites, poured out of there like cockroaches. I've described for you in previous podcasts how the very same control grid that allows the CCP to control their own citizens with the social credit system was overlaid on Iran's infrastructure. Iran is a dictatorship inside a dictatorship. The mullahs aren't ultimately in charge. China is. This is why, and I hate to say this, Lindsey Graham was right this weekend. He point blank called for the decimation of the electric grid. It's got to be taken down. It is absolutely infected with Chinese control mechanisms. Folks, the other reason I'm terrified that Chiran will take the Trump deal is, again, because Chiran has effectively merged with the Democrat Party. They're already paying for the street protests. We had more reporting on that this weekend. Fox News has already documented the hundreds of millions of dollars that Neville Singh has pumped into over 600 Democrat groups across the country. And again, he is an American billionaire who moved to China, pledged allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party. And again, because he is an American, China can use him to fund these groups. And they are. I mean, just listen to the latest here. CCP-funded protest group behind anti-ICE and campus demonstrations has a new Manhattan headquarters. Yeah, there we go. $23 million into that group. They just spent $5 million on a Manhattan building with blacked-out windows, paper-covered doors, and $20,000 in city violations. But they're Democrats. They don't care. Folks, as long as Iran and China are pumping money into the Democrat Party networks, hundreds of millions of dollars, they not only will never oppose those two countries and will let them do whatever the heck that they want, but they will effectively merge with them. We have one chance to stop this, and there is only one way to do it. We have to kill every last 12er until there's no mullahs left for China to partner with. The idea that with Democrats in charge after 2028, that Iran would stick to any Trump deal is absurd. And even Trump admits that we've only taken out 70% of the targets. Over the weekend, Lindsey Graham laid it out. Veiled threat shot across the bow to Trump. Stop it and finish this. The reason that this was so powerful coming from Lindsey Graham, love him or hate him, I don't like him past majority of the time, is he's the budget chairman. He controls the financial strings, i.e. the payment mechanism for the war. And this was a gentle shot across the bow to Trump. Finish it, damn it.
Are you saying, Senator, that you think it's time for President Trump to resume military action against Iran?
It's going to be very difficult to get a deal with the current regime. Is there any evidence they've changed? I talked to the CIA director yesterday. Is there any evidence that the crowd in charge now is any less committed to destroying Israel, going after us, the great Satan, purifying Islam? I think the answer is no. So weaken them further and you may get a deal later, but you're not going to get a deal with this crowd until you hurt them more.
So you're saying it sounds like you do support more military action at this point. Do you think that's something that will happen? Do you think it could happen in days, weeks, months?
I think the status quo is hurting us all. The longer the strait is closed, the more we try to pursue a deal that never happens, the stronger Iran gets. So according, my analysis is there's nothing to suggest that the people in charge now are any different in terms of the regime's goal to terrorize the world, destroy Israel, come after us. So what do you do next? You weaken them further. Yeah. Now, what President Trump has done has been amazing militarily, but there's still more targets to be hit. And there's things we can do to hurt their. The energy infrastructure is their soft underbelly. If you go back to the fight, I'd put energy on top of the list.
So you're calling for strikes on the energy infrastructure, Senator?
I'm calling to hurt this regime. If you do the same old thing, you're going to get the same result. Hurt them more Maybe they'll make a deal if you hurt them enough. But right now, I think they're trying to wait us out. I think they're playing games. And in the words of the president, I think they're crazy. I think he's right.
Senator,
that's a subtle warning. At this point, it'll become less subtle as we go. And he's not the only one saying this is the only way out of this. So is General Jack Keane.
Do you think, is diplomacy dead with Iran?
Well, I think President Trump has exercised an enormous amount of strategic patience here. He was given some indications that these guys were willing to make a deal, and he's given them 5+ weeks to come forward with something. And obviously what they were doing, their objective was, I think, to delay, not to make a deal. And the president has ran out of patience. I don't think there's any deal to be made here. And the problem I've always had with the deal, even if the deal is perfect, what we do with any deal is we have to give them money to adhere to what they want in the deal. They want their frozen assets to be given to them. That's $100 billion. They want sanctions removed. If we ever did that, what are we really doing? The regime not only survives, but we wind up financing their recovery.
Well, that's a good point.
So that's why they're interested. That's why they're interested in a deal. They don't just want to survive. They want to be able to recover.
Now, here's the good news. Notice what has died down. Democrats were screaming and yelling, Trump's gone crazy. He's on an insane bombing run. 25th Amendment, got to remove him. You notice all that has died away. I mean, there's nobody can say right now that Trump just hauled off and bombed somebody and he's nuts. I mean, this is overly demonstrated that. And I think that's a really good thing, but it's time for us to finish it. Meanwhile, folks, the Democrats' rhetoric about this redistricting is getting increasingly dangerous. They keep using the word cheating. The Supreme Court is helping the Republicans. They're cheating. Headline from over the weekend in The Hill, Black Democrats accuse Republicans of using redistricting to create Jim Crow 2.0. What they're telling them is this is a fascist takeover. We've never seen anything like this, and it's race-based.
They're trying to rig maps and dilute African-American voices in the House of Representatives. This is overt. We know exactly the end they're trying to create, which is a removal in some states completely of Black representation in the House of Representatives. This smacks of the post-Reconstruction period. There they used terror. There they used poll taxes. There they lynched people. And they used the law, a broken law, immoral law, to try to stop Blacks from voting and having representation.
And y'all, we are still here. We are here because a white supremacist dictator known as President Donald Trump thought he could silence us.
Stone cold racism in a scale I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. Never have seen in my lifetime. It's all happening. Bring us back to a pre-1960s world. It's jaw-dropping what's happening.
But we know that this is a racist Supreme Court. We know that the President of the United States is afraid that we're going to take back the majority. So we're not being naive. We know he's going to come after us with every illegal, unlawful thing that he can do.
What are they doing? They're urging their sheeple on to violence, making them feel like these elections are being stolen from them by the double punch of the districts that were drawn to elect Black Democrats. By the way, 100% of those districts since the start of this in 1986, without exception, have elected Democrats. That is an incredible loss of American civil rights, because 20 of them would have elected Republicans instead. So you live in one of them, it's been pre-drawn for an outcome. Don't bother to show up in the primary. Don't bother to show up in the general election. It was drawn to elect not just a Black person, but a Black Democrat. I don't know how you even begin to square that with the fact that a record high number of Black males are voting Republican, 20%. So they too have a Democrat jammed down their throat. So the Supreme Court has simply said you cannot draw districts based on race. So what this means is it is now legal for Republicans in the South to go and draw 7-0 maps, like the kind we're trying to get in South Carolina. 7 Republicans, no Democrats. Well, everyone from Obama to AOC this weekend screaming bloody murder, Jim Crow South, you're watching tyranny, you're watching fascism. And what they're hoping is their sheeple will rise up, hopefully with violence, and do something about this. But folks, what they're also hoping is those same sheeple do not look at where the inspiration for these maps came from. The Democrat-controlled New England. Listen to this, folks. It's stunning. In Massachusetts, 36% voted Republican, voted for Donald Trump. How many congressional seats do Republicans have? None. Connecticut, 42% Republican vote for Trump. No Republican congressional seats. How about New Mexico? 46% Republican vote. No congressional seats. New Hampshire, 48% register Republican there. No Republican congressional seats. How about Rhode Island? It's 42% Republican. Zero congressional seats. Vermont, 32% Republican. No congressional seats. How about Hawaii? 38% Republican. No congressional seats. And Delaware, 42% Republican. No congressional seats. See, they have done this for a very long time. And what they're very angry about is we're beginning to do it. And it happened to happen at a time when the Supreme Court said, no, they can't be forced to draw Democrat seats in the House because of the excuse of race. So tell that to your Democrat friends screaming about how unfair this is. They did it first. So, but what's so scary is they're telling them we're cheating. And that's why I got to say kudos to Dana Bash at CNN. I don't say that much to her, but she actually asked Pete Buttigieg this weekend, hey, when we do it, why isn't it cheating? Listen to this. Buttigieg can't answer.
Last month, you called Republican efforts to redistrict cheating. Are Democrats also cheating?
Well, let's be very clear about what's going on right now, which is a systematic effort to dismantle black political representation in the House of Representatives. What we're seeing amounts to the biggest reversal of black political power since the Voting Rights Act itself. It is wrong. It is unfair.
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.